down there.
Good morning. Before we begin today's meeting, I'd like to explain the procedure that we'll be following today. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the statutes, this board is charged with the duty to hear cases, inquiring and determining the facts, and deciding whether those facts would be just and proper cause for the denial or the revocation of a permit. It will sometimes happen that the facts and events the issuing authority determined at the time the decision was made justified denial or revocation. But additional facts and circumstances which come to light during the hearing convince the board that it would be fair and just to order the permit issued or reinstated. However, if there is no additional evidence or compelling circumstances that come to light, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. As set out in the statutes, these hearings may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right of cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury will apply to those testifying. Please be aware that the board takes seriously perjury and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. In addition, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and subject to the Freedom of Information Act. Therefore, none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Our procedure is as follows. Both parties are permitted to make a brief opening statement explaining the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for the denial or revocation. After opening statements, witnesses may be called to testify. After each witness testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also ask its own questions and reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time and to request testimony by additional witnesses as necessary. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of evidence, and the burden lies with the issuing authority. All ties go to the appellant. In addition to hearing the decision of the board today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. As codified by statute and Superior Court rulings, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants. To achieve that confidentiality, the appellants will not be addressed by name or address, but will simply be referred to as appellant. We ask that all witnesses here today do the same and refrain from using the names of any appellants. Again, in compliance with court rulings, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records, pursuant to General Statute 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation. Finally, please turn off your cell phones or anything else that is liable to make noise. If you need to have a conversation, please go out into the hallway. We'll now call the roll of board members. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Attorney Overturf, Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Sorry.
Here, that's okay.
Congratulations.
That's a 50-50 on that one.
True. Colonel Lewis.
Present.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
Detective Johnson.
Here, ma'am.
Thank you. And now I'll call the roll call of appellants. I'm calling by case number. If you don't know your case number, please come to the front and get your case number, because I will not be calling you by name. Case number 23762.
Issue.
Is the appellant here?
The appellant did not check in.
Case 23635. Appellant?
Yep.
Okay. case 23531.
23636. Issuing authority.
Issuing authority, is he appellant?
I'm here.
Okay. 23741.
Issuing authority?
I'm here.
Appellant? 23603.
Issuing authority.
Is he appellant here?
The appellant has not checked in.
23599.
The issuing authority and the appellant has not checked in. Hamden is not here.
Okay. 23640. Appellant?
Hamden is not here.
And Hamden is not here. Thank you. For everyone who is testifying today, other than the issuing authority or attorneys, please stand and I will now swear you in.
The issuing authority.
Yeah, if they're not attorneys, the issuing authority has to.
Oh, I'm sorry. If the issuing authority is not an attorney, you need to be sworn in also. Everyone who's speaking today, please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, pursuant to perjury?
Yes.
Thank you.